We're learning Masech the Zivamis Daf Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara here is fearing Eis the Sugya of Hoyle the Ishtri Ishtri. The Gemara was in the discussion of Aleh. Why does it have to say Aleh to tell you Achisisha can't be Miyamim? Why would you think an Achisisha can be Miyamim? It's an Erev, it's Kares, Eina Sey Doichal Eisei Sheish Bekares. So the Gemara says the Havanu would be Hoyle the Ishtri Ishtri. Since there's an Eishasach, and the Eishasach is Mutta B'makim Yibam, so male that heter would also apply to Achis Isha, and Achis Isha also be Mutter al Siddin of Hel V'Ishtu Ishtu. And the Gemara brings a raya that you say Hel V'Ishtu Ishtu from the case of Mitzera, Shechal Shmini Shlei Ber Pesach V'Ra Keri Bay B'Yom V'Tavol. Then a Mitzera, on the eighth day, is a Mechusik Yipurim, he's allowed to be Oven Issa Kares, in order to put his fingers into the Azara, that's a heter HaKrah. And a Mitzayri gets blood from the carbon on his fingers have to be in the Azara to get the blood, the Matan Bahimais, on the fingers, and therefore, you know, Ever and Issa Kares, in order, it's Hutra the Issa Kares to do Avayda Bahimais. So even though now you have another Tumah, you have a Tumah's carry, but Hayal v'Hutra l'tzirata Hutra l'kariyav. So who would then hear, Hayal the Eishas Achas Hutra, Sanachis Isha also becomes Mutter. So the Gemara says, but that would only be in the case, the Gemara's maskana was, Nasa meis umeis akach nasa chai. The case would be like this. You have two brothers. One of them is married to a woman, and that brother dies. And then it is a heter to miyamim. And then the other brother would marry the dead brother's sister. So first she was mutter. The eishasach was mutter, the imechazle beinu beini. Only afterwards she became an achisisha. Then you say, hayo v'ishtu v'ishtu v'ishtu. But let's say the Achis Isha was there after, even if it was there after the Meis got married, but it was there before the Meis died, so we never had a heter. It was never a schaz, we never had a heter of Eishasach. You don't say, oh, Vishri Ishi b'chai gavna. Miloi maidu ula, shemroa keri b'yem mishmini, she'ei machnis adav l'bahinis, she'yatsi b'shah shiru l'avi b'karbet. Wouldn't Ula agree? Ula only says Hel v'Ishtu Ishtu if the Rias Keri happened b'yayim Shmini. Because then, before the Rias Keri, it was Mutter. There was an actual b'poil heter for the Mitzayra to go put his fingers in, bring a carbon and put his fingers in. Because it was a time that was right to bring a carbon and put his fingers in. And then it was Ra Keri, so you say Hel v'Ishtu Ishtu. Now, Shaken, if the Rias Keri happened the night before, there never was a time, an actual time of Ishtri for the Mitzvah. So you don't say, Hel v'Ishtri Ishtri. Milei Meida Ula. Taisa says, how do we know Milei Meida Ula? Taisa says, because in the Sugya in Zvachim, Ula was challenged. You all be a B'nixa Shema Bia. So how could this Balkeri Shatava Litful Yayin be Machnes Yadav? Idivida Sei Sheish Bekarasu. So Ula said, Mitunach. Okay, you bring a kasha me, it's a riot to me. Because hell with the Surat Hudulakariyev. So why is it a riot to him? Well, mitunach means you're trying to make it hard for me, Faket. This is a kasha on you. Why? Even if you have the teretz, hell vish to ishi, but why is it a kasha? You could also say be mixes leishman to you. The teretz is, Ula was telling him no. Why did Bryce say, v'ra keri b'y b'yayim v'tava? Why not the night before? Elamai, because the night before he wouldn't be allowed to put his hands in. If he sees it today, if the carry was stays, then you had a heter. So then you have Halavutra trying to do the carry. But the night before he wouldn't have a heter. So Taku would be Aser. But if you all be a mixes, Leishma be a mutter, even if he saw the carry the night before. That's what Taisis explains the Gemara. Now, Ramachan and the Kaivit Sarisim Yanalafes Ches says, what's the lumdis to be mechal? What's the difference if the heter was chal or wasn't chal? Why should you only say hel v'ishtu ishtu in one case and not the other? So Amshani says, hel v'ishtu could make it that the issa won't be chal. But once the issa is chal, hel v'ishtu can't take it off. L'mashal, you have the keri the night before, it's already chal and issa the night before the ishtu, that there's an issa for him to put his hands into Nazar, is the Tvulyat. Now you want the next morning the Hutchul Tzirate to be Mafkir the Yisr. That it can't do. Mashen Kain, if it's you already have the hutra, and now you want a second issa to chal, of issue will make it, the second issa won't be chal. But once it's chal, it can't be mefkir. That's the first eifin. Rabbi Chanan says. Second eifin, he says, that's not the chilik. The chilik is, of ish to ish to, this is how I understand the second eifin, says the Torah doesn't work half ways. If a Torah gives a heter, so that heter has to also apply to the other issa also. Torah gives a heter for mitzvah, that would apply to keri. The Torah gives a heter of eish esach, that would apply for aches isha. But that's only when you have the heter. But if you don't have the heter, so say the other way. The Torah gave an issa of aches isha, that would prevent eish esach, the heter of eish esach from being chal. Adarabah, hail the istri istri. Once it became asa aches isha, then you'll have the issa. You won't have the heter of eish esach. Once it's asa anywhere else keri, you won't have the heter of mitzvah. He says, an afkimin between the two taimim, whether the pshat is, hayal the ishtri can only work to prevent an issa from being chal, not to be mafki an issa that's already chal. Or, hayal the ishtri only works when we have the hetu, then we could extend it further. But until we have the hetu, we'll say the other way, that hayal the have an issa, you won't have the hetu. The afkimin of the chal mavas achas. According to the first time, just like when the heter came first, it could be piled that the issa won't be chal. So who within the same time it could be piled that the issa won't be chal? It's only the chalais issa first makes it that now you can't be mafkiyat. But if it's the same time, so the issa wasn't chal yet, you'll say hal vishtu vishtu. Now shengen if akert. It's not the pshad that when the issa is chal, it's a problem. Because hal vishtu can't be mafkiyat the issa. The problem is that if the heter wasn't chal yet, so you can't say halvish to vishtri, the heter can't be chal, but look, there's another iser. So even Vasachas, the heter won't be chal. Even Vasachas will say, my chazis, to say halvish to vishtri, other rabbis say halvinessa nessa. The Ritva is klar mashm like the second malach. And Bechanan says he's not sure which is right, but the Ritva says, his lash in Ritva, avlom nosa chai, kainim shayam asacha v'meis, deloy chazi liyibum. If let's say, the Yavam got married before Achav HaMeis, and Achas Isha came before the Heter of the Eish Esach, minot tesi, the lema ha'el v'ishtri ishtri, adarabba, amrina and kevin, the nice of the isser, kaidim shetiv ishtri, loy l'ishtri klal. Lama is the second time. Why, how do you know this ha'el v'ishtri ishtri? Say fakert. You have another isser, say that would prevent the Heter from starting in the first place. Chaim Meis also, Simenal Neis Gimel, describes ha'el v'ishtri ishtri, that you need the Heter to be chal. If you don't have the heter chal, so it doesn't start. If the heter is here, then nigga the heter is here, come back to something else. If the heter wasn't there, so fakir, the issa prevents the heter from being chal in the first place. So the Gemara's maskan is ein chinami. The alea would be specifically for that case. The Torah tells you, achasish is asa makim ibum. You don't need the pasuk for any other case because ein said no such rice, but you need the pasuk for one case. You have an eish esach that was chal already. Nasa, I mean that was mutter any? Nasa meisu meis? And after the Eish Esach was mutter, achakach nasa chai? Then you'd say hel vishtu ishtri. Allah tells you even in that case you don't say hel vishtu ishtri. So the Teis Hashanah asking him al the Gekasha. He asks, in that case, how could you pata the tzara? In order to pata the tzara, they have to be tzaris to an ervam when before the meis died. In the case where Nasa Meisu Meis, Makach Nasa Chai. So when he died, she wasn't an Erva Bechlal. When did she become an Erva? After he died. At that time, the Tzara was never then a Tzara's Erva. So it's like the Teis Hashanah Mein Echinami. You're right. The case of Nasa Meisu Meis, Makach Nasa Chai, there would be no din of Tzara's Erva. Since at the time he died, she wasn't an Erva. She wasn't an Erva while they were married. So male, there'd be no din of tzaras erev in that case. Aleah teaches you the erev is aser. What case does Aleah teach you the erev is aser? Nasa meisu meisach nasa chai. Otherwise you don't need Aleah. But Litzror teaches you the tzaras is aser. What's the case of Litzror? A different case. That's the case of nasa chai, and then it was nasa meis, that the nasa chai was before was nasa, before was meisachiv, so he was married to Achas Ishtei. And they stay in the Teis Hashanim on the side of the Gemara, and that's what it says in the Teis Rosh. So the emphasis, they say it with the Pshitas, Mechaya. It's a bit of a chiddush. You can hear Tutsdadim Mechaya. Is Saris Erva only when they were Saris while the mace was alive? Or maybe since the mace they were Saris, they were Saris while the mace was alive, of course. She wasn't an Erva yet. Is it only when she was an Erva before the mace died? Or maybe even if the Erva was in Schanish after the mace died, but still, now that she's an Erva, so she becomes Bada from Yibam, so maybe she could patter the Tzara that she was married to. But Lamaisa, Taisi Shem, Taisi Rosh, Naaman with the Pshitas, that if they became an Erva after the Nefila, the Tzara doesn't become Asir. And then Mrs. Taisis also, in the third paragraph, Dafka Vavim Beis, says it Mefurish. And on Daf Lamin, in the third paragraph, the Ramban and the Rashi bring this from the Yishalmi. They say the Yishalmi says, Yishalmi, Paragimel Lacha Aleph and Paragimel Lacha Gimel, ain't Tzara Lacha Misa. Tzara has to be Mechayim of the mace. Once the mace dies, if she wasn't a Tzara Sarev at the time, she can't become a Tzara Sarev later. Now the Shail in Rabbi Kvega, Madurat Yonasim Kuftes, he read our Gemara that in this case is also a Tzara Sarev, which is the Pashas of the Gemara. That Allah is teaching about us a mace to mace nachal nasachai. So, and it says, let's swear. So, Isis, even in the case of nasa mace to mace nachal nasachai, where the whole Erev was a Skandash after me, still is a Tzara. And he's mafabal about it. He says different aris based on this Yisayim. And it's interesting. The whole tshuva, a few paragraphs from Bekvega, discusses this before is mafabal tzvik. And the end of Bekvega says, all this is l'shitas chan, that you think that there could be a tzara sheref after Misa. But l'maisa, teizach avavim bey says not. And Bekvega says, and Gemara is not a raya, because you could say, he didn't quote anyone else. He didn't quote the teizach shanim, could mean in heaven. But he says, Agamar, you could say that Allah is for Nasa Meis, Humeis, Nachal Nasachai. But Litzur is specifically for the case of Nasa Meis, Veloi Meis, Venasachai. That the Nasachai was there before the Meis was Meis, and there were Tzara at the time of the Misa. So the Meisah, Taizach, Avav, Meis. Now, like you say, says it's a mistake that you really can't have a Tzara like a Misa. The Meisah, we have a lot more Marim Mekayim, Mr. Taizach, Shanim, and Taizach, Rosh over here, and the Ramban and the Rajba on that Flamin, and they bring Yerushalmi. Now, what's the reason why a tzara is only when there was a tzara's erva at the time that the mace was alive? So Rabbi Kivega says, because she has to be a tzara together with the erva b'chayim bala. She's not a tzara together with the erva b'chayim bala. She never was a tzara's erva. She was a tzara to someone that later became an erva. By the time the woman became an erva, she was no longer a tzara. Pashat atam. Rabbi Shimon Shkab, in the Chlusha of Shimon Simon Tezvav Eizdal, he doesn't quote Rabbi Kivega, he says that's not the time. Because he says, anyway, the din that Tzaris Erev is Pater from Yibim doesn't happen, Mechayim. The din that Tzaris Erev is Pater from Yibim happens after Misa. B'shas Misa, when she's Naifalim. So if you're going to tell me Tzaris Erev is only Chal when they're together, Tzaris, the says that the husband has to be alive, otherwise they're not Tzaris, so it should never be a Tzaris Erev. Because at that time there's no Pater Tzaris Erev. And the third Tzaris Erva starts when he dies, and he dies in that Tzaris anymore. Elamai, the din Tzaris Erva could be Chal, because they were Tzaris. So what's the chilek if she became an Erva after Misa? So he says, the time is like this. Because he says, it's a very sadistic chilek if she was an Erva b'shas nefila, or she became an Erva afterwards. When she became, if she was an Erva b'shas nefila, so there's a Xerius Akasov, we discussed this at other times, that there's a complete Petur Nafkar from Yibam. It's not the Pshat Stam is an equal, you can't marry us to say the Chalais Shesh Makaris. We spoke about this in the Gilman Medeh. So that's not the Vart. The Vart is no Chefs of Yimum. An Erev is Mufka from Yimum. But that's only when a Bashas Nefila she's an Erva. If the Erev was a Skanish after Nefila, even though she's not El Yibum Chalitza, but that's because there's an equal. But there's no Afkar. So the Pturit Sar and Nemsuk Mitzad Afkar from Yimum. The Erev is completely mufka from Yibum, that's what makes a Ptur Tzara. But Stamli, you can't be Miyam the Erva, but it's not mufka from Yibum, it's just an equal from Yibum, it's just a technical problem, that won't bow to the Tzara. So Shimon says, it's the same Tzara. They were Tzaras b'chayabal, otherwise it wouldn't be Tzara. So it's just she wasn't an Erva b'chayabal. So she is a Tzara to this Erva. So the Chilik isn't in the same Tzara. Kvegel's the Chilik is in the same Tzara. If she was an Erva B'chayah Bala, you can't be a Tzaris Erva. Because B'chayah Bala, when you were a Tzaris, she was an Erva. So like the Shimon, no. You not anyway don't have the same Tzaris Erva till the Baal dies. But the Pshat is, you could only have a Ptur of Tzaris Erva if the Erva is Mufka from Yibum. If the Erva has an afkar from Yibam. So Mimela, that makes it Tur Tzara. And that only happens, she was an Erev B'Shas Misa. She became an Erev later, so even though she's not Miyam, she's part of Yibam Mechalitza, but still it's not afka, and Mimela she doesn't part of the Tzara. That's what Dr. Shimon. Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivet Tzara, Simon Dalad, I say, also discusses this. And he says, it really depends on a machlokes. There's mamash a machlokes in the Gemara later. What's it then, mehutcha v'nesha v'chaz v'hutcha? We know, let's say someone was an achis isha, b'shas her husband died. And then, her sister died. The sister that was married to the yavam died. So she's no longer an achis isha. Is she allowed now to marry the yavam? We say no. Since she was nesra, shah achis nesra olevilam. So that's the concept of nesra. Since at the time of the nefil l'yibam, she was an achis isha, so it wasn't chal zikas yibam. So male the zikas yibam can't be chal later. Even now, she's not an erev anymore. But that's it. It's too late. She's an eishes ach. She's like an eishes ach. She's lemanim. The ptur and the afkar from the yibam remains. But what about in this case? You have a case where it was nasa meisu meisu akach nasa chai. So the time of the nefila, time that the meis died, she was zakuk liyibam. Then the yavam married her sister, she became an achis isha, she became mufka. And then her sister died. Hutra, v'nesra, v'chaz of hutra. So it's a machlokes, if you say that even hutra, v'nesra, she's considered nesra, or no. Hutra, v'nesra, v'chaz of hutra is tachzot teir erishet. What's the machlokes standard of Mechanan? If the only time an erva becomes mufka and pata for mibam is when she's an erva b'shas nefila. But if she comes in Erev afterwards, she's not Mufka and Pata from Yibam, she's just Ma'ukka from Yibam. So Mimela, if that Ikuv ever goes away, so she's back to where she started from. Hutcha Vanessa Vachazav Hutcha Tagzal Tei Rishai. So then you could say, who would then she won't Pata the Tzara? Just like she herself is only Pata Kolzman, she's in Erev. And if she's becomes Hutcha again, Hutcha Vanessa Vachazav Hutcha Tagzal Tei Rishai, so you see she's not Mufka from Yibam. You don't say Kevin, she's Nessa Sharkas Nessa of Elamis. So obviously she won't pat the tzara either. Vashegan Yaman the Omen that says that Hutcha Vanessa Vachazav Hutcha, you still say came Vanessa Shachas Nesra Elamis. So according to him, there's a Ptur Nafka, even when it came afterwards. So why Taka doesn't she pat the tzara? You have to say like every Kivega, because she's not called the tzara serva. Since Bechaya Bala was never a tzara, she's not called the tzara serva. That's Taina Rebbe Chanan. Now there's another shmooze that the Teish Shanim asks the following question. Nasa meisu meis, nachach nasa chai, how did the chai get married to her sister? There's an issa called nachaisuk kasai. By nasa meisu meis. So now the yivam is zakuktim. If a yivam is zakuktim, you're not going to marry a sister. That's an issa called nachaisuk kasai. So ever the days of Shanim Pashit, achaisuk kasai and issa derabanan. The pasuk is not worried about achaisuk kasai. It's not an issa deraisa. That's an issa derabanan that came later. The pasuk has to tell us the din. For the case of Nasa Meis, Umeisach Nasa Chayim, which means the rice is not an Isser. And it's not like the Marshan answer, but the Marshan says another teretz, that this teretz of the Gemara could go like the man Yom Ein Zika, which doesn't hold of the Isser of Achaisuk Kasai. He holds Ein Zika. So the Ashish Yankov says it sounds like the Marshan wasn't sure if it's the rice or the Rabbanan. But the Ashish Yankov is marach a little bit. He says the Gemara of Zainim and Beis Mefurish is the Rabbanan. And he brings the Ramban and the Rajbah there. And they have a whole Arichus. So Isis is not so Pashit, because the Ramban and Rashba have a whole Arichus. The Pashis of the Rach that Taisus brings there is that is the Raisa. But they ask on the Rach, and they argue on him stark. And the Rashba says, even according to the Rach, it's the Rabbana. It's just like you're there. But he says, and he brings others, he brings the Mukhi Yosef and the Shulti Gemarim in the beginning of Perek Sheni. Rishayim say, Kwar, it's the Rabbana. And he says, Lamaisi says, is a Chuvah, Nais Desha, from the Baal of Ushay Saran, that brings the Chacham Tzvi that says it's the Rabbanan, he argues in him, brings a lot of rice. He says, Yishanim Am first is the Rabbanan. And when we have here the Taisis Yishanim, and like we said, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ridvam, and the Avtom Zayin, and the Muki Yosef and the Shulti Gemara in the beginning of the second parak. So, Kipshutai, it's the answer to the Taisis Yishanim's Kasha, by Nasa Meisu Meis Ak Nasa Chai, that why isn't the problem of Chayzukasa? The Teretz is a Nechanami, it's a problem of Chayzukasa, but we're dealing with the Raisa, the Jerash HaSakra, right? The Chayzukasa is the Rabbana. But the Mi'iri is in Chisant. He doesn't say that Teretz. It sounds like the Mi'iri, at least at its side, was the Raisa. Because he doesn't say the Teretz is the Rabbana. He says the Teretz like this. He said, I could tell you a case where there won't be a problem of Chayzukasa. Let's say you have three brothers, and one of them died. And then the second one was Mi'avim. And then the third one married the sister. So we'll call the first one the mace, and the third one the chai. But there was a second one in between. So what happened was like this. Reuven died, Shimon was Miabim, then Levi married the Yavama's sister, and then Shimon died. So there you'd say all of history, because there was a heter when Reuven died. But Lamaisa, when Levi married the sister, it was after Shimon was Miyam, so it's not a chayzuk kasa. Thus state, and the Meiri, Vaisa see outside of Tzad, that a chayzuk is the Raisa, say he made a case for the Gemara that you could have Nasa Meis, Meis, Ach Nasa Chai without being over on the Issa chayzuk kasa. He didn't say according to Man Yam Ein Zika. He said a case, even if he held Yesh Zika, that there were three brothers, Nasa Meis, Umeis, and then the middle brother was Nasa, and then the Chai married his sister, and then the middle brother died, so you have a whole Vishtavi, but you don't have the problem of Chesakuka. That Grata would also answer the Taiz Shanim's other Kasha, because in that case you can have a Tsaris Erva that was there, Bishas Nefila, the Tsaris Erva of the second brother. If you put in a third brother, so Reuven died, and Shimon was Miabim, and then Levi married the Avama's sister. Now Shimon has another wife. So when Shimon died, that is a Tzaras Erva B'Shas Nefila. But still, without a Leah, you would say, Hel V'Ishtri Ishtri, since the Eish HaSach of the Rishain was Mutta B'Payel, that would be Matta, the Achay Sisha that came later. A little bit of a Ara L'Chayr on the Eish HaSach of the Shein, you don't have a Hel V'Ishtri Ishtri, but that's what the Miri says. Now, I saw this in the Marim Mekayim HaSael Teira, if he's that, you don't have the taste of Shanim's other Kasha, and where's the case of Sarah? You could have a case of Sarah in that case as well. And then the Gemara brings another Teretz, that the Havimina, that he should be Miyamim and Erva, even though Eina say the other Seish Bekaris, comes from a Hekesh to Eishasach. Hokshu Kolarayis, though, they have the Kesha, the Rabbi Yehina, the Gemara calls it, because Rabbi Yehina, the Tamer of Vinim Meshua says, Chol Shiasim, Chol David Sel, Vinichrisu, all the Rayis of Hokish. So now the Hekesh, if Eish HaSach is Asur, Eish HaSach is Mutter, so all the Rai is Mutter. That's why it says Aleh. So the Maris Kasha is, okay, you need Aleh to tell you not to have a Hekesh to Eish HaSach, but now you have Eish HaSach that's Mutter, you have a Chesisha that's Asur. How would you know to your Makesh to Eish HaSach and Makesh to Chesisha? So the Maris has two Turetz. One Turetz is the Kul L'chum L'chum Makshina. So you want to say that it's Asur, not that it's Mutter. And then you have Yibay Seima, that Achisisha is Trey Yisuri, and Eish HaSach is Chal Yisuri, see, Makesh, all that Rai is to Achisisha, which is Trey Yisuri, and not to Eish HaSach, which is Chal Yisuri. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So Taisus asks the Kasha, Vim Taimar, Uravasi Amai Pateris Island is Surah, so Hachani Suruhu. We had the Gemara built early on Nav Gimel Mabay, and Stei Kasugi is later, that Ravasi holds Tsaras Island, this is also. And all she has is one Isser of Eish HaSach. So for saying in this Gemara that Shrei Yisurei is Aser and one Isser, one Yisur is Mutter, so Island is only one Isser. So how could the Tzara's Island be Aser? The Taisus answers, V'yesh Laim the Yomad of Shachini Yisurei. She herself is the Fizuch Aser. Definitely what she tell the problem Island is. Lachi Tzara Nami Yisurei. The question of Chani Yisurei and Shrei Yisurei is going on the Erva. Yeah, the Erva, without a Leah, would be Mutter because of a Hekesh to Eish HaSach. And now we have a Leah that a Ches Isha is Aser. So now we want to know, what about all the rest? So Trey Yisurei is Hekesh to Ches Isha, so it will be Aser. And Chad Yisurei, that will be like Eish HaSach, and that will be Mutter. But that's the Erva itself. But the islandess, even though it's Chad Yisurei, but it can't be Mutter, Asher Taylor, the problem islandess. And also not the fellowship Yibam. So Mela, once it's Aser, so of course you have the Tzara, the fact that it's Tzara. As I emphasize, it's Akadei Kach, and the Chreinim, the Gdele Rashi Yeshivas, are bothered. What was the Havavina? Mechayetz Pashat, Trey Yisurei, it's the path of the Erva. Once the Erva is Pata, Mela the Tzara is Pata. What was Pshat and Taisis? What was the Kasha B'chwal? So Pshimin Shkop, and Simon Aleph, and Avtali Trop, and Simon Gimel, they say if it's a word, they say Taisus and the Kasha held the Lamdus that in order to patet the Tzara, you need the Eichus of the Issa that patets the Erva. An Erva that patets herself and has Genug Issa to patet herself, she could go patet the Tzara. Mashenkin islanders, even though Avanda she's Pater, Ashatelin. But she doesn't have enough Issa to Pater herself. That she's Pater is not Mikayach the Issa. It's Mikayach Ashatelin from islandness. But the Issa wouldn't Pater herself. So how could that Issa Pater the Tzara? And the Tzara says, no. You don't say that, you say, you don't need, it's not the Pshat that only an Issa which could Pater the Erva, Yenisart Issa could Pater the Tzara. Does the lane that the Erev is Pater, that alone Pater's Tzara. That's a shakl of a tie of the Taisus. That's what Shimon Naftali say. Now Taisus, after he says his teretz, he says, V'chein, Eish Yisach V'shloya B'Elamai. He means to say like this. I have the same kasha. Eish Yisach V'shloya B'Elamai, how does the Pater Tzara? It's Chani Sura, with the same teretz. That Enoch and Ami, it's Chani Sura. But Eish Yisach V'shloya B'Elamai itself, a vada has to be Pater. Yachtav she'eshiv zachav ha'ilam has to be pater. Once it's pater, pater's itzar. The haven it was, you need trei yisur to pater the sar. The teretz says, no, you only need trei yisur to pater the erva. And eish yisar shlomi, you don't need trei yisur to pater because you have exeris the kasum. Yachtav, prat leish yisar shlomi, lam and he's a shiv achas ba'ilam. And in Neila, she's pater without trei yisur, so the tzar will be pater. So, effective b'chanan, I understand. An islandess, we're talking about this nefila, she's an islandess. She's always an islandess. Eish Yisach HaShloya B'Elamai, that path is at Sara, we're already talking about the second nefila. Reuven and Shimon were Ba'ilam Echad. Reuven died, and his wife, Shimon was Mi'abim, and Levi was born. That's the case of Eish Yisach HaShloya B'Elamai. So now, Shimon died. So, the one that was originally married to Reuven, she's still Asa, because she was Asa, she's Asa, Seisha Shach Shoy B'Elamai. And Chupat is a Tzar. So Taisus says, you have a Kasha, that's not Trey Yisuri. And I have a Teret, since Miman of Shach, she's Pater, so that's why Chupat is a Tzar. Fekta B'chana Miman of Shach. If it's not Trey Yisuri, so why is she Pater? This, she has an Ephilus Yibam B'Elamai. She has an Ephilus Leibam from the second brother from Shimon B'Elamai. That's a case of Tzara. So why is she Taka Pater? Why is the Erva Pater? It's only Chani Surah, Mama Shapella. Elam Isaac to Bachan, and I could think of a Teretz, that maybe it's called Trey Yisuri. Why? Because there's two brothers. Maybe since there's two brothers, even though it's both Eish Yisach, maybe it's called Trey Yisuri. He clears about it. It's like you have Shnei Zeisei Chelev Vavas Achas. You're over on one lab. There's nothing Mechalik the lab, but you have two Sivas for the lab. Well, let's say it's a case, you shech two animals that are sons of an animal. You first shech them, that's Mutter. They now want to shech the mother. But you shech the mother after shechting two of them. So it's more of an Issa. I mean, so it's one Issa, Issa is Benai. But you have two Sivas of the Issa. So maybe that's called Trey Yisuri. All right, but if that's called Trey Surei, so that would answer why she's Asur, so that then you wouldn't have a Kasha why the Tzara is Asur. It's not the same Kasha and Tzara as Islandess. Islandess is clearly one Isser. She only married one brother. And you have a Kasha. She's only one Isser. So why does she pat to the Tzara? The answer is, because you don't need Trey Surei to pat to the Tzara. You need Trey Surei to pat to the Erva. And here, granted, the Erva is pat to anyway because of Asher Teilid. But here, Be'esh Yisach HaShloya B'Elamai, this Nefila, she is B'Elamai. So why Taka she Pater? Elamai, because it was another Isha, so that makes it Trey Yisuri. So good, so that's the answer for the Tzara. It's Efek D'Bachanam, Amr Shapel, yes. So he goes and says, Avada Tzchad Yisura. But the reason why she's Pater is a din of Nesra. That since she became Aser from the first one, is a din of Nesra. Nesra, you can't ask Akasha. This is Xerius, it's all Chalashim Messinai, or you learn after Nair Chenayim, like Taisus says in that base. It's a din of Nesra. So, man, that's what Taisus means. Mimad of Shechia Surah, it's a Nefila Shnia. So what? She's Nesra from the Nefila Mishayna. She can never become, but again, it's Xerius Akasav. So, you can't ask Akasha Chadi Surah. It's Xerius Akasav of Nesra. You can ask Akasha, why is it Pantad at Surah? Teretz is, because since she's Mimad of Shechasav, so she Pantas at Surah. Same Kash and Teretz as Ionis. Now he mentions that the Taisus HaRosh, when he says this Kasha and Teretz, he says that Medem is Mavur Eish Yisach HaShloya B'Elamai and Eish Yisach HaMe'imai. So Eish Yisach HaMe'imai have the same problem. If you're calling it Chani Surah, why is the Erva Asur? Tzchani Sura, let the Erev be mutter. Now, in this Nefila, she's an Eishes Nachem Yaviv. Elam, are you calling it Trey Yisure? So Mel is not the same Kasha and Teretz. And he says, here you can't say Nesra. She's not Nesra. Eishes Nachem Yaviv is Bechal on Nefila Yibam. That's Rabbi Chana and Zahara on Tosis. Now, I think even Nesra is a Shver Teretz, because Nesra is a Xeris Akasa Vadai Chinoyam. But Nesra is a Din in Yen Eishes Ach. That Eishesach, the Eishesach of Ruvay never could become mutter. Fine. But the Eishesach of Shimon is what's being Mechayev Yibum. And what's answering the Yibum? Eishesach. And you call it a Chani Surah. Nesra can't tell you that the Eishesach of Shimon can't be Miyabim. Without the Hekeshtach Isisha, if she's an Eishesach and a Bitoi, an Eishesach and an Achaisisha, an Eishesach and a Kalasai, whatever it is, all that is mutter. Why is it Asir? Because the land tells you it's Asir, and the Hekesh tells you by Trey Surei, you learn that from Achaisisha and it's Asir. But here it's Chani Surah. So you're telling me Nesra. But Nesra is worse than if it would be another Erva. Another Erva also without Achaisisha is going to be mutter. And you're telling me this is called Chani Surah, so we can't learn it from Achaisisha. What does Nesra have to do with it? I don't understand this Teretz Mulvan, like he says. You see from the Teretz of Rosh that you're saying it without Nesra. You're saying it by Shachar Me'imai. Elamai call it Trey Yisurei. So you have the problem. So why is it the same Kasha and Teretz? So this is such a Shverer Kasha. There are Shimon Shkab and Simon Aleph and Nagab, and Rav Shach also is Ma'arich about it. And Avi Ezri, Hilchas Yibam, Perek Vav, Alocha Yudalind, they want to say like this, La'ilam it's Trey Yisurei. But it's not Bepayel Trey Yisurei. Bepayel is only one Yisur here. But to be mounted the Erevah, you're going to have to be mounted two things. You're going to have to say, this Eishesach doesn't Aser. V'loy Mulvad, that this Eishesach doesn't Aser. But the other Eishesach doesn't Aser. So the Negei of the Erevah, even though there's no Trey Yisurei Bepayel, but since there are two Sibas, and you have to mount the both seen besides the din of Trey Yisurei. Mashaykin, like I've been at Sarah, Taisus held, that would be totally on the Bepayel. Bepayel, though, there's only one I see you're dealing with. So, Mamela, you only have the Chad Yisurei. So, Mamela, on the Tzad, that you need Trey Yisurei, to pat it at Sarah, you'd have a Shverkite. To pat it wherever you want, have a Shverkite. Because even though you don't have the Trey Yisurei, but you're going to have to mount the both Sibas. But that's when the game of the Erva. The Negei of the Tzara, the Erev has to answer the Tzara. The Erev can only ask the Tzara which one it has, but Pile, which is only one Isser. As in the Cheshman, Reb Shimon Shkab says, Reb Shach says, the Tifa Cheshman Abyssal. But I think to Aris, Mavadar, I think it's very soft simultaneous. He's just Nemon with the Pshitas, that the Negei, the Erev, it's Trey Yisurei, the Negei, the Tzara, it's Chan Yisurei, and that's good for what he means. Very soft. But I don't hear, and there's another thing which bothers me about. So why don't you have the same Trey Yisurei problem even by an Eishes Ach by Lomai? Stam, if somebody dies and his brother's Miyabim and then the brother dies with that children and now it's going to the third one, so why isn't that also Trey Yisurei? What's the difference if the first one's when he gave the Trey Yisurei, what's the difference if the first one's an Eishes Ach Shloi by Lomai or an Eishes Ach by Lomai? If you're saying two Sivas, two marriages is two Yisurei, So then, Eishes Ach B'Lama should also be two Yisurei. Elamai, the Pasuk, is matter that. So good. So why did the Gemara say that Eishes Ach is only Mutter because it's Chani Yisurei, so you can't lend other eyes to it? Eishes Ach happens to be Mutter even when it's two Yisurei. So let's learn a two Yisurei from Eishes Ach. Mama Shapella, somebody tried to tell me a Teretz, maybe, that if the Pshat is, we had said before, you say from the Chazanish, that when you're Miyamim, if two different brothers, if a brother was married and died without children, other brothers Miyamim also died without children, so there's a Yibim for both brothers. So maybe each Yibim is only one Isser. Maybe. But L'chayim it's very Shver. And we have two Mahalchim. Rabbi Chanan says that Eishes Achar Shloi V'Lama is really called one Isser. And the reason why the Erev is Asser, even though it's one Isser, is because of Nesra. Which I don't understand how the Nesra could tell you that this Nefil is Aser, and that's what he says. And he's masking the Taizer Rosh that those in Eishach and Mima can't learn that way. And we have Rav Shimon and Rav Shach that says it's called Trey Yisurei. And I was like, what's Taizer's Kasha? Because only one of them is there, but Poyel, The negated Erev is called Trey Yisuri because you have the amount of both Sivis, and the male, that's why not. But for the Tzara, all you have is one Yisur, so then you have the Kasha with the same Teretz. That since the Erev is Asur, so you don't need Trey Yisuri to pat to the Tzara. Now, you can't argue on the Gdele Resh Yeshivas, but for me, in fact, I would learn completely different. I don't have any Kasha B'chlal. They seem to be learning a Yisayit. Then the Gemara state the Gemal Negi Yisayit. That Yibum, the Erva, when there's two Yisurim, then the Erva is also Yibum. When there's one Yisur, the Erva is Mutta Yibum. So male, they have a Kasha. Eishas Achshlei B'Elamai. What's the pshat that it's Mutta Yibum? What's the pshat that it's also Yibum? So you could say it's called Trei Yisuri because there's two Sivis for the Yisur. But then Taisus doesn't seem to stim well. But if not, what's the pshat? Now we spoke earlier Yisayit. What's Tak of Pshat? If the Torah says Eishas Ach is Mutta for Yibum, why when the first Nefil is Eishas Ach of Shloya by Lomai, why does that make it Asir? We spoke on that base of base. We said from Amnachem L'chai Rich de Gered, he has two Mahalchim in the Rishayinim. Kama Rishayinim, the Rashi B'chlolam hold that Eishas Ach by Yibum is an under a Minsart Eishas Ach. Eishas Ach is not an Erva if Yibum, period. Now, the Torah was never matter Rayas by Yibum, period. Eishas Ach is simply not an Erva of Yibum. It just isn't. That's the Xeris HaKasim. I saw now some people bring the Gemara in the sixth Perek that wanted to say that the Eishas Ach She'em Lo Yibonim is even Mutter B'chaye Bala. Even though there's no Yibum. Because where are you going to find something that was Asur and became Mutter? And for that, the Gemara, the Pasuk says a Lashon of Nida. And to teach you, just like a nida can be asur and mutter, eishesach can be asur and mutter. Otherwise, you would think that an eishesach she'ein labanim is even mutter b'chayei bala. You see, from there, it's like nida. The havamina was that she's even mutter b'chayei bala, even though it's b'chol lo yibum. Eishesach is mutter. That's one mahalach. But that what type of eishesach is mutter? An eishesach of yibum. An Eishas Ach of Shloya by Lamai, an Eishas Ach of Me'imai, that particular Eishas Ach, if the Ach is a Loyhaya by Lamai, if the Ach is an Ach Me'imai, if the Ach is not an Ach from Yibum, so that Eishas Ach is Asr. No Arayin Samutta for Yibum. And I want to explain, this Gemara of Chani Sur is not saying anything different. We'll see in a second. But I'm just going through, before this Gemara, why would you think that an Eishas Ach Shloya B'Lama is Asa by Nefila Shnia, either Torah Matir Eishas Ach B'Yibam, but two Mahalchim. One Mahalchim is, the Torah never matter an Erva of Yibam. Never. An Eishas Ach Shahayu B'Lama, an Eishas Ach She'en Le'banim, is not an Erva. But if this Eishas Ach was Lo'ayu B'Lama, it is an Erva. Once it's an Erva, it's an Erva. You can't be Mi'ab an Erva. That was one Pshat. There was another Pshat that Rav Nachum wanted to say in Taisvis, that Taisus asked the Kasha, let's learn how to say the Chleisesh Bekaris from Yibum, and answered, it's Mitzvasei Bekach, which sounds like even according to the answer, it's Duchuya, it's just Mitzvasei Bekach. So there the answer why Eishas Ach Shaloyah Bailama is also been a Filish Nia, either Torah was Matter of Eishas Ach, the Torah was only Matter by Mitzvasei Bekach. Eishas Ach Shaloyah Bailama, in that case, is not Mitzvasei Bekach, this is a different case, it's not the case of Mitzvasei Bekach. We asked the Kasha then, so even if it's Hoya B'Lama the first time, it shouldn't be Mitzvah Sebekach. So he said, the Teretz HaChazanish, that's also Yibum. Anytime the Eishas Ach is Neifel Yibum, it's Mitzvah Sebekach. But if you have another Ach, which is not Neifel Yibum, so you're missing the Mitzvah Sebekach. But either way, the Teretz is the same Teretz. Nothing changed, I want to say, with this Gemara. What's this Gemara with Chani Suri and Trei Suri? The Gemara never says the Yisayid that Chad Yisur is Mutter and Trey Yisur is Asur. That Yisayid is Nistar from Eishas Ach Yibum and Eishas Ach Shloya B'Lamai. There's no such Yisayid. Because even that's Chad Yisur. The Gemara says that without a Leho, I'd add the Hekesh to Eishas Ach. Let's say we'll go with the gang, the more posh of the gang, that Eishas Ach Yibum is B'chol and an Erva. In the Matz of Yibum, the Torah never asked it in Eishas Ach. So how could that apply to other arayis? Hekesh. The Hekesh would say, without a leah, that all arayis are b'chlom and an erva the matzav of Yibam. Whenever an erva meets up with the matzav of Yibam, The Eiv is Pakal Lagamri. There's no Eiv in the Klal. That's what the din would be. That's what we learn from the Hekesh. Kunt Aleah and tells you, no. Achis Isha is an Eiv even in the Mass of Yivam. Aleah. Even with Yivam Me'avay Aleah. Okay. Now, Fekti Marakasha. Okay. Without Aleah, we learn that from the Hekesh that all Arayis in the Mass of Yivam won't be an Eiv. Comes Aleah and tells you, Achis Isha not. How do you know other arayis? Taisi yimakish dachesisha kabeatz lechumer makshinan, and then the Gemara said could be another svar that shrei yisurei is mukish dachesisha, and chadi sura, right? Because aishas achas chadi sura, achesisha is shrei sura. All the other arayis are shrei yisurei. So shrei yisurei has a hekish dachesisha. And Mela Skilu says a layabai. All of them, the Trey Yisurei, and the Mela, all the Arayas are Arayas, even in the Matzav of Yibam. So now you're going to ask me a Kasha, Eishas Ach Shaloyablam is only Chad Yisura? What are you asking? That Eishas Ach Shaloyablam should have a Hekish to Eishas Ach? There's no such Hekish. You can't be Makish an Eishas Ach to an Eishas Ach. It's one that's Eishas Ach. Eishesach b'makim yibim is mufka. Shaloi b'makim yibim is an erva. What's the kasha b'chlal? Nothing changed. Or, you want to go with Taisis, that Eishesach, since it's mitzvah sebekach, yibim is matcha. The hekesh will tell you, a hekesh will tell you, that all arayis, even though they're not mitzvah sebekach, but you have a hekesh, ein meshivan al a hekesh. So yibim is matcha. But now we have a leh, tells yibim is not matcha. In Hilchis Hekish, we'd have a problem. You can't answer in Hilchis Hekish, this is Mitzvah Sevekach, this is not. In Hilchis Hekish, we have a problem, which one to be Makish to? So the answer is, you Makish all the Rayas Tachasish because it's Trey Yisuri. But now you have a Kashu when Eishas Ach is not Mitzvah Sevekach. It should be Deicha? That we know, you can't learn that not Mitzvah Sevekach from Mitzvah Sevekach. But more only want to learn that from a Hekish. You can't be Makish an Eishas Ach to an Eishas Ach. There's no hekish in that. So what is there? There's a hekish achisisha to Eishesach. And Eimashivan ala hekish. And Eishesach happens in what the Vakamibim. Out of that alone, we'd say Mitzvah Sevekach. But now we have the hekish. So we need a leh to come a fuk in a hekish. And we need Trey Yisuri to tell you what the Makish to the Arayis to. But there's Bechlal no Yisoid that Chani Yisuri is Yenidcha, Trey Yisuri isn't, that Trey Yisuri is not Nidcha. There's no such Yisoid. So what was Taisa's Kasha by Ravasi altogether? I see from the Taisa Rashi of Gimel and Beis that brought this, the Kasha was a Kasha like this. Me'achar that were only Makish Darayis of Trey Yisurei. So the Kasha was, so Me'mela, when you have the islandess and Eishesach, there's no Hekish Tachis Isha. So Taisa's and the Kasha thought that a Zavid is no Hekish, but he gave it in. Avalea, who had been, there's no Hekish, but gave them Litzrar. The Hekish Tachasisha needs Trey Yisuri. Emphatizes, no. When you have Eishesach telling you the Erev is Mutter, and you have Achasisha telling you the Erev is Aser, and you want to know what to Yomakish to, there you look at the Trey Yisuri. But once we finished, and all the Arayas are Hukish Tachasisha, because it's Trey Yisuri, and the Eishesach that we're dealing with, the islandess, and the Eishas Ach Shloi Beilamei, and the Eishas Ach Me'imai, they're anyway Asa Liyibam. So there's no way to be Makish them to Eishas Ach. There's no such thing. You can't be Makish an Eishas Ach to an Eishas Ach. So Lagami the Tzara, we can make Eishas Ach Yisisha, even though it's not Trey Yisuri. The whole Chilak, Echad Yisuri, Trey Yisuri, is when we have a problem. We have a conflict. What should we do? Should we Makish to Eishas Ach and say the Mutter of Yibam? Shemata Achisisha say the Rasa Evibam. So Mela Trey Yisuri tells you, do with Achisisha. But these anyway Rasa Evibam. You can't be Makish them Eishesach. So good. So even Chani Yisuri can be Makish Achisisha. There's no Yisoid, you can't be Makish. That's Taisis Teretz. Taisis Kasha thought that in this Hekish, you need Trey Yisuri to become a Hekish Achisisha, even Lagam the Din of the Tzar. And Taisis Teretz says, no. Me'achad Eishesach is added a picture. Can Makish Tachasisha? There's no Trey Yisuri. But the Kasha that grew for the Erva itself should be awesome because I don't have Trey Yisuri. There's no such Yisayin. The Yisayin is when you can Makish Tachasach, you could say it that way. Otherwise, stop it, Asir. I don't need a way to answer it. Maybe if it wouldn't be, probably, I assume, if it wouldn't be for Aleha, and all that Arayas would be hookish to Eish HaSach, and be mutter, so who would then, these Eish HaSach, when they come up in Makim Yidin, would also be mutter, like Ari from Shai Arayas. But once all the Arayas are usher, you can't learn a heder from Eish HaSach, there's no hekish there. Kein Ilani is Daiti.